Is it just me, or are we just living in a world full of copycats? In a world where everybody wants to be everybody else. Nobody is truly fun. Nobody has any outstanding things or features or notable characteristics. Nobody can tell themselves apart from freaking TikTok. TikTok has taken over the world. And now that that's true, everybody wants to be like them, meaning everybody is like everybody, and that everybody is bloated, but then nobody has identity. Let's talk about it. Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we? Okay, so you guys know about YouTube, right? YouTube, an excellent place for video. In my opinion, it's the best place for video, especially long-form, thought-provoking, interesting content. Everybody posts and shares things on YouTube. It's how I consume a lot of NBA news, a lot of my PGA news, a lot of Mustang content, a lot of Magic the Gathering content. It is absolutely paramount for me. And it's really my main source of TV. I put that above everything. Now, the problem with this comes is because YouTube Shorts exists. And apparently a lot of senior YouTube staffers are worried that Shorts, the emphasis on this short form content, is taking away from YouTube's long term content, which in terms of ad revenue has been down for the last three quarters. I'm sure that you guys heard about the adpocalypse. I'm sure that you guys watch several creators that talk about their view counts and talk about their ad revenue just isn't what it used to be. But here's the thing. Long form content has long been like that, has long been YouTube's bread and butter from the beginning. Now, of course, we know about the Charlie bit my finger. We know about the guy at the dentist. We know about everybody's cat videos or someone who's doped up from going to the dentist. We know about all those things. But when you have people streaming live on YouTube, when you have great technical analysis about the latest iPhone release, about fixing something in a Linux operating system, from repairing your device to how to do an oil change, that is what YouTube is about. But in recent years, we've seen the rise of TikTok, where it's a place where people basically just dance. You see the same crap all over the time, but it's almost as if it just builds itself. TikTok algorithmically, oh Lord, have mercy, is one of the best platforms on the face of the planet because its algorithm is essentially self-defining. You teach it and it just listens and it just works. And sometimes when you look at other algorithms, you're like, algorithmically speaking, what the heck are you thinking, Mr. Algorithm? But TikTok's just works. You like, you stay, however long you stay, you might see another video by that creator, or you start to see videos along the same lines of that creator. So what we're witnessing now is the TikTokification of every timeline. YouTube wants you in Shorts. Instagram wants you in Reels. What the heck is somebody else going to do next? I'm not even going to mention the other piece of crap social networks. So what is YouTube going to do? Well, first and foremost, they need to make sure that they're paying these creators. One thing that's really ticked me off, whoa, man, that's two in one episode. One thing that's really ticked me off is that these stupid companies, they love to charge us for certain things or insert ads here and there, while they make more money year over year, their CEOs get more money year over year, give themselves huge bonuses year over year, seemingly have an endless staff year over year, but they can't pay the individuals to make them money. Strange, right? It's strange. Well, at the end of the day, I'm not sure what's going to happen about shorts because it's the newest feature in YouTube. It's got a dedicated tab within the YouTube app, but senior staffers are saying, it might not be good. And you know what I think? If you want to devote all this to shorts, you do it. Maybe it needs to be a separate app. Regardless, pay the people that bring the people to the platform. YouTube shorts. You use them, you like them, you hate them. Let me know. And until next time, I'll holler at you. Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.